Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Ron Rothstein, FanDuel Sports Network with the Miami Heat, former head coach, longtime assistant, and always nice enough to come on with us. Ron, good morning, man. How you doing, Ron? How you holding up?
I'm great, Joe. How you doing? You good?
Yeah, I'm doing. I'm doing good. I got, you know, good stuff and bad stuff going on, Ron. But you know, it's mostly good. I just went through. I didn't even know how to act with this Jimmy Butler stuff over the last 3 or 4 weeks because we never see this in that organization. If there's any drama, the culture just wipes it out, man. We never hear about it. As you're sitting at the top, kind of watching this thing, I'm just curious what your thoughts were and how this thing was going to end, if you could share that with us.
Well, it was disappointing for everybody involved. I don't think anybody really wants to have to go through that kind of situation. But stuff happens.
Yeah,
it's not new. It's been going on forever. Okay? Go back to the early 70s, when the first guy that, you know, said, hey, I don't want to play in this city, but it's Abdul-Jabbar in Milwaukee. They traded him to LA. Can you imagine that? You had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who had won the championship.
Yeah.
And you traded him to LA. So, listen, there's history in
right.
this thing. And it's part of the business.
Yeah.
Okay? It goes on, but you know, now it's over. Okay, they're happy. He's happy. Move forward. Go on.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I'm with you, Ron. And I was thinking of Spo. He probably just said, as much as anybody in the organization, I just want to get this over, get our guys Andrew Wiggins and Devion Mitchell and Kyle Anderson, and get my guys back in, and let's see what the hell we can do and moving forward. And I want to ask you, what'd you think? I know those guys just literally got introduced, and two of them were in the starting lineup last night, so not really a fair indication of how good they're going to be for just finding out how to get to the arena and end up playing as much as the three guys did last night. What'd you think?
I thought they played well. They didn't shoot well. And I thought you saw what Davion Mitchell can do in terms of being a point guard, delivering the ball to the people, made some really timely passes. He pushed the ball up the floor. He defended well. He's a really good on-ball defender. I thought Wiggins. Look, Mitchell was 2 for 8. He was 0 for 4 from 4. He's a 36% three-point shooter. Okay, he's going to do better. Mitchell Wiggins shoots around the, I don't know, high 30s from 3. Last night, he was 3 for 12 from the 4. But I'm telling you, Joe, he had 3 shots. Two threes and 1-2 go in and out.
Yeah.
Kyle Anderson, you know, his nickname is Slow-Mo. You watch him play, he's really a unique kind of player. He's great at deceleration. Not acceleration.
Right.
Deceleration. And but he's smart. He made some really smart reads last night. I haven't seen any of our guys do. He was 0 for 5, and every one of his shots hit the front rim, bounced around. He's going to make those shots. I think those three guys are going to be really, really important contributors as we go forward.
How long will it take?
This is really tough. You know, one more thing, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
When I always liked, and I think most coaches, if you're going to make a change in your lineup, you're going to bring new people, you'd rather do it on the road. There's less pressure.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I did want to ask you, going forward for Spo to try to figure out a rotation of not just the starting five, and I'm guessing Andrew Wiggins will be in the starting five, but for everything else, I'm just curious for you, how hard will it be for Spo to figure out that rotation with what he already has, and the development of some of the first-round picks has been fantastic, including your center, but to kind of fit this thing together, how long will it take him to get that figured out, or you think he's already there?
No, I think what you saw last night, that starting lineup, Alex Burke will not be in the starting lineup. Tyler Hero will be.
Right.
And one of the big things in this trade is we can get Tyler off the ball and play the two guard, which is his more natural position. And he doesn't have to do everything. We have a ball handler, a guy who can deliver. You know, the guy we really miss, who was playing terrific and was emerging as a really good young player, Drew Smith, would have been our point guard. So Tyler's carrying a heavy, heavy load. If you look at his numbers in the last four or five games, he's shooting like 20-25%. I think he's exhausted.
Yeah.
He's just doing too much. Well, now we got somebody who can handle and direct the team and get us into offense. I think that's going to be big. So you're going to see Mitchell, Tyler, Biggins, Bam, Burrell. I think that's a really solid starting lineup. Off the bench, you're going to see Nico, okay? You're going to see Duncan Robinson, Terry Rozier, and the fourth guy, because Spo likes to go with nine. The fourth guy will probably be Hyman. And when those four guys are in, one starter's always in with them.
Yeah.
And it'll probably either be Bam or Kalel, or if he wants to go small, he can keep Wiggins.
Well,
that'll be your basic nine, I think. And then you know what? Everybody's got to earn their spot. Because we got other guys behind them that can play. So we'll see.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, it's always makes you feel good in an organization knowing your first round picks develop, and boy, it's got to be good. There's been a lot of nights where four of those guys are first round picks that the Heat drafted. They're playing at a high level, including Jovic, and how much he's improved coming off the bench. It's just it's great to see, huh?
Yeah, and it's a continued work in progress. We are now the kind of team that we've really never been before. We're pretty young. And usually we have more veterans, and we have usually an older star. But that's not who we are now. We have a young team, so you're going to see some ups and downs. But you know what? It wouldn't surprise me. We got to go next games at Oklahoma City. You know, played Boston last night, who just came off spanking the Knicks in New York, and the Knicks are playing great. So Boston and OKC, two of the best teams in the NBA. One home, one away. And then we go to Dallas. Now, Dallas is banged up. They're missing a ton of big guys. And that comes the All-Star break.
Right.
But it wouldn't surprise me to see it take this couple of weeks before things start to feel normal, natural. It could happen sooner.
Yeah.
It could take longer. But I wouldn't be surprised if by mid-March we're ready for a serious last month closing spurt.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen before. And but you never know.
So I got to ask you this. We saw a trade that I think everybody had thought looked twice and went, come on, somebody's pulling a prank here. There's no way. Doncic and the Anthony Davis trade. You've seen it all through the years. You just talked about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. What'd you think of that one? Where's that rank for you?
I'm not going to say I was shocked. I will say I was a bit surprised. But I've heard the rumors about Luka and his lack of commitment to conditioning and being pretty headstrong, wanting to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. And basically, look, it comes down to this. It's pretty much the same thing with Jimmy. The player, like Luka, is going to be a free agent, and he's eligible for the Supermax. So they had to make the decision, knowing what they know about him. Okay, is this the guy we want to pay $350 million to over the next 5 years? And is he good enough at that price to take us to a championship? And obviously, they made a decision that he wasn't.
Boy, they're getting
they're getting peppered, they're getting killed, they're getting smacked.
Right.
You know, there's all kinds. And then there's the rumor about the owners wanting that casino gambling because that's their business, and they want to move it. They want to move to Vegas and not stay in Dallas. Put an expansion team in Dallas. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, you have to make a decision as an organization. Is that guy worth that much money to your team? And if he's not, how can we do better? And that's where the boils down. And if you go back and look, everybody talks about Luka carried that team to the NBA finals. And I'm not going to say he wasn't a big, big part of it.
I hope not.
But I'm not going to say, I'm not going to be one that says he carried that. That was a really good team. Great team up. But if you watched him defensively in the finals, I'll simply say this, Joe. There has never been an NBA championship team whose five guys are not committed to both ends of the court.
Right.
Simple as that. And they live with it every day. So they made a decision. They're going to have to know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right away, Anthony Davis getting. They got five boots down. They didn't. Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, how does that happen?
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Well, I got to tell you, it will be interesting because, as you know, the fan base is a little salty in Dallas these days for sure. Hey, Ron, it's great having you, man. I appreciate you coming on, spending a little bit of time. I think we got to do this a little more often now that things are back to normal in the house. Mom and Dad are getting along again, so we can start talking. It's good.
All right, Ron. Always good to talk to you, Joe. Take care.
Thank you, brother. Ron Rothstein, FanDuel Sports Network, former Miami Heat coach as well. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here, but before we go to break, I got to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers, man. Valentine's Day this Friday, February 14th. Holy crap, I have not done anything for my wife yet. Oh my gosh, Jeff and Amanda, I can always trust. Boy, I've known Jeff for a long, long time. Talking about father and daughter, and boy, you know, Valentine's Day is a time of engagement for a lot of people. Well, guess what? We got great news. They put together something for everybody out there who wants to pop the big question. You want to get the perfect carat and, you know, all the things, the perfect ring, man. Get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond VVS Clarity, e-color, set and custom-made 14-karat gold engagement ring for just $3,999. How about that? Choose from all the shapes and larger sizes available at similar savings, but hurry. This deal is about ready to end. It's a limited time only, so hurry in. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and everything else, man. For immediate payment, Beverly's has unbeatable selection right now of diamond studs, tennis bracelets, and jewelry. Everything you need for Valentine's Day. Everything you need, you can get right now at Beverly's Jewelers. So don't mess up Valentine's Day. It's a few days away. I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and you can too. Visit their Fort Lauderdale showroom on Commercial Boulevard or shop online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.